Is Dan Campbell married?
To the game.
You know, right? Because I'm just imagining, like, every day. Like, just, can you imagine riding the wave? Has he ever been just like, chill? It's cool. It's fine. Trust the process. Like, it's just gotta be every ounce in and every moment. Like, every fight probably means, like, it's over. You're the worst. Oh, my God. This guy, so much. It's so, I know the players play hard for him and they love him and all that stuff, but God, after a while, I would think that'd be enough already. Well, he's going to be tested this year. Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Countdown to kickoff. It's time for the Detroit Lions. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions here. Now, they've been on quite the run. Let's increase the win number by 3. Let's do it again. That's what they've done the last couple of years. They go from 9 to 12 to 15-2 a season ago. They were the number one seed. Get bounced in the division round by the Washington Commanders, which we can get into. Regular season, not a problem. They end up sweeping the division. They score the most points in the NFL. They average 33 points per game. The point differential, top-notch. Like, there's nothing to criticize offensively. Now, defensively, they had a lot of issues. And some would say, hey, man, that's all about the injuries. Okay. We'll see. I think it's worth discussing. And Sam, as we start to dive into the Lions here, something I already can't wait for is later on today, whether people are listening, watching live, or checking it out via the podcast, the clips that come out, I'm very much looking forward to all the Lions haters mentions that we're going to be getting. I feel like I've been getting that for years, and I don't know that I am. And people were saying, we're wrong. And last year we were like, okay, just wait until the playoffs. And then we wait until the playoffs and they had a 5 turnover game. And that was a much earlier exit than many Lions fans were expecting.
You could just feel it last year percolating. Mm-hmm. If you watched the Lions as closely as we did, you could tell at some point in an important game, they were going to play with their food and do something catastrophically stupid. It was inevitable. You can't keep hitting on 18 at the blackjack table and landing on 20 and 21. And they did it a bunch last year, several times. The gambling, the aggressiveness, and the Lions fans ate it up. The problem with Lions fans is they don't know what success looks like for the most part. Think about it. I mean, since I've been alive, how many times have the Lions been very, very good? 2? They don't know how to handle success. And all those mouth breathers that were Lions fans last year that were telling us because they won the regular season that they were going to go to the Super Bowl and they were going to do big things. Anybody with a brain that watched them knew what was going to happen, but they ignored all that because they tasted promise, and hope tastes good. Promise tastes good. But then you start turning the ball over in the playoffs and you turn into mental mashed potatoes. And then Ben Johnson's calling up a wide receiver reverse to the backup left tackle. And then you can't run it in on first and goal at the 2. And then they just crumbled. Because adversity oftentimes during a season is good. You know, I remember Bruce Weber. This is a different sport, different time. But remember when Illinois was undefeated in 05? And they had that late game collapse against Ohio State where Matt Sylvester hit the 3 at the buzzer to beat them. They went nuts in Columbus. It was Dee Brown, Luther Head, Darren Williams. They had their first loss, end of the regular season. That happened. And then in the Final 4 or the Elite 8 when they had Arizona on the ropes and Arizona had that final play at the buzzer, Illinois knew how to defend it. They were ready for it. They were prepared for it because they had already been beaten by it. You sometimes need to go through some adversity so you're ready for it when the playoffs happen. And they come in, number one seed, home field. Oh, rookie quarterback. Oh, this layup, dead. Absolutely dead. And not only dead, pounded at home. I thought last year they had a really good triangle. Head coach, coordinator, OCDC. Mm-hmm. You're laughing. I'm still going. I could do this whole segment if you want. You could just sit out. I'll do this whole segment. I thought coordinator and coach-wise, they were outstanding last year. They were an A. This year, we don't know. And that's the real question that I'm trying to answer. How much of that was Ben Johnson on offense, and how much of that was the personnel that they have? We don't know that answer yet, but I imagine we'll find out really, really soon.
Well, what about the other side of the ball, too? Let's not underrate what Aaron Glenn was doing. Almost all of the starters were injured, and that's why some people would say, oh, they're going to be fine now. Aiden Hutchinson's healthy. It wasn't just Aiden Hutchinson. Far and away, the most valuable player on defense, one of the most valuable players on that team. I totally get it, and he's going to be good to go. But a lot of those guys aren't healthy yet. That's the other thing. A lot of key cogs on that team. Well, maybe Thanksgiving. They're probably going to miss the first month of the season coming back from this or that. Got an ACL here. Like, it was remarkable. All the injuries piling up, they might end up hurting them for a couple of years, even though let's talk about regular season success. Okay, I don't think that's what really matters. So it wasn't just the coordinators. It was also a number of other assistants. Did you notice who the passing game coordinator is this year?
No.
David Shaw.
They don't know how to pass with David Shaw.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know what John Morton is going to be. He's your new OC taking over for Ben Johnson, and you can criticize Johnson with his play calling and his trickery in the playoff game, and I get it, but how's John Morton going to be? He was a special assistant with this team a few years ago. He was a passing game coordinator with Sean Payton in Denver last year. I don't know. They promote Kelvin Shepard from linebackers coach to defensive coordinator. How is that going to go? I'm not quite sure. And let's not forget, this pass defense was putrid. So will a healthy Aiden Hutchinson fix all of that? I don't know. I don't know about that. We're talking about giving up, 224 passing yards per game? That was third worst in the league. So I don't think that secondary is completely fixed. And they, you know, Rakestraw is already out. It looks like he's done for the year, too. Like, these injuries have not stopped. So I have a lot of concerns. Oh, here's another one we almost forgot.
Ragnow.
Yeah, retired. The center, Frank Ragnow, retired. That is a guy, and I know last year, not the same version, of course, but that's a guy over the years with the Lions, when we would see that he was on the injury report, you're looking on Friday. Okay, let's see what Ragnow's status is. He might be worth something, maybe a point to the point spread, something like that. Because after quarterback, in many scenarios, if you got a good one, one of the most valuable positions on the team. A lot of bad, man. Here's more bad. Road schedule. Last few years, they have been very lucky. They have played in domes most of their games. For some reason, the schedule was soft. It's a tough schedule. And I'm just going to list off the road games, Sam. You start in Green Bay. Week 3, Baltimore Monday night. Week 5 at Cincinnati. The following Sunday in Arrowhead. Weeks 10 and 11 back-to-back at Washington, at Philadelphia. Week 15 at the LA Rams. Last 2 weeks, tough divisional matchups, I think, at Minnesota, at Chicago. Those road games are brutal.
Hmm. Win total, 10.5. Juice to the under. So I think they're more than content with this position at 10.5. Public's probably going to take the over. Sharps have taken the under. They could win 11, though. I mean, they could go 11-6 easily, but the path is much tougher. Here's what I wanted to talk about. Not win the North, not win the NFC, not win the Super Bowl. How about the playoff market? Mm. People probably thinking right now, well, what's the yes price? Minus 300, minus 350? Nope. BetMGM has minus 200. Doesn't that look really easy to just lay minus 200? And parlay that with other stuff, and just that's your North Star. That's your home base. If you're going to build a parlay, a playoff parlay, oh, I'll put the Lions in, I'll put the Ravens in, I'll put the Bills in, and I'll put in the Chargers. But a lot of those playoff parlays, I believe, are going to start with Lions because they are the best team on paper in the division. But be careful. I think Minnesota's 53-man is better. I've talked enough about that. Green Bay should be better. Chicago should be better. Have they closed the gap enough, though? We'll see. But I have not made a single bet on the Detroit Lions. Here's the one thing I was thinking about. Actually, not thinking about betting, but just thinking about overall, because I have McCaffrey, offensive player. I talked about this a lot last week. I bet him 25-1 in Vegas, and I've added some 22-1 on McCaffrey. My big fear from my McCaffrey bet is that the new OC, John Morton, just starts streamlining Jahmyr Gibbs. And Jahmyr Gibbs touches the ball 400 times in the regular season. We actually had a guest on about 3 weeks ago that talked about this, who said Morton is thinking about using Gibbs like the Chiefs used to use Priest Holmes, like the Titans used to use Chris Johnson. Just get him the ball and get the bleep out of the way. If that's the case, Jahmyr Gibbs could have a monster season and ruin all my McCaffrey tickets for OPOY.
But are they really going to just take David Montgomery and just cast him aside at this point? That's what's been, as far as props wise, that's what's been going around in my brain. So David Montgomery, the rushing total is 725.5. He's never had under that. His years in Chicago, his last 2 years here with the Detroit Lions. The one that I kind of gravitated towards was David Montgomery rushing touchdowns. That's at 8.5. So Gibbs, we know, used so much in the passing game, but they have a rushing touchdown number on Gibbs at 10.5. And we know Montgomery has been the vulture with Ben Johnson, no longer there, 8.5 for him. His 2 years in Detroit, Montgomery goes 13 rushing touchdowns, then 12 rushing touchdowns. He played in 14 games in each year. Man, even if Gibbs is the main guy, I still think Montgomery goes over that touchdown number.
We'll ask Will Brinson about this, who covers the NFL for CBS. Curious to find out what he thinks about how they're going to split this backfield, because we don't know. There's no sample of what John Morton will do as an offensive coordinator. But I look at Gibbs, his first year as a rookie, 234 touches. Last year, 302. He's 23, dude. He's in the prime of his career. These are usually the years where you get fed. And I tend to think Gibbs is going to have a much bigger year. Call that a gut instinct. But I look at him, OPOY. There's a 13-1 in the market. There's a 12-1 in the market. I see 9-1s in the market. So it's getting bet. No doubt about it. Everybody likes Barkley, although you should have probably bet Barkley last summer, not this summer. But Gibbs is the one guy, I'll just be honest, he scares the hell out of me. He's the guy holding McCaffrey this year.
Sonic and Knuckles is dead. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. That'd be something. I wouldn't think that it's a layup that Montgomery, A, stays on the field, and B, is used as much. But I could be way off on that.
The playoff market that you pointed out is really interesting, because the Lions used to be in that elite group. Like, we're laying $4, whatever, to make the playoffs, and now it's cut in half down to $2. And then to miss, like, that used to be something that was pretty interesting. But now you look at it, it's plus 165 to miss. I'm not interested in that price. Like, yeah, I'd be willing to have that conversation about the Lions missing the playoffs, but I'm not even getting 2-1 at them in a weaker conference. Like, you look after Philadelphia, where's all the big strength, the killer teams? Like, Washington, okay, I want to see it again. Yeah, Detroit, they have a ton of talent, but I'm only getting plus 165 to miss with 7 spots. That's not worth a bet. I'm willing to fade the Lions, whether it's betting on a different team to take the NFC North. We could talk about the win total. I'm fine doing that. But man, 15 wins last year, and now they set it at 10.5. It's the same as Denver. It's the same as the Rams. The market is not high on, even though it's 10.5, the market is down on the Lions.
I think there's 3 teams that could win the AFC. There might be 6 teams that could win the NFC.
Yep, totally agree. Make or miss the college football playoff. We'll talk about some looks there on the other side. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.